Diane, thanks a lot for being here today.
Oh, I'm glad to do this for you, Aaron.
There are a few parts that actually I know that you wanted to bring up regarding Safe at Home. There's a variety of different ways to think about that. Let's first talk about the physical part of the home and different ways that parents can keep their home safe for their children regarding whether it be electrical outlets or maybe the way that drawers are set up or that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's a pretty broad subject when you start talking about keeping your home safe. The statistics tell us that about 70% of children who die from unintentional household injuries are 4 years old and younger. So childproofing your home is really important, and it should be done, you know, as soon as that newborn comes home. And you just brought up, you know, the electrical outlets carry the risk of electrocution. So you want to be sure that you cover those with the outlet protection plates. The cabinets and drawers, small children pry those open. They get into kitchen cabinets. Oftentimes there's sharp knives or there's poisonous cleaning detergents, medications, all those kind of things. So you want to, you know, be sure that you lock those or make it so that the toddler can't get into those. Stairs is probably one of the biggest safety risks to small infants that crawl and toddlers. So you want to use your childproof gates and put across those. Like I said, this list is huge. Make sure that your crib meets today's safety standards. You can go on the website for consumer product safety and look that up. You know, make sure there's no cords that are close to the crib. You don't want strangulation from those cords from the crib being too close to those. Install window guards, you know, locks, but make sure they're not a substitute for parental supervision. That's been a huge thing with small children falling out of windows. So, like I said, this list just goes on and on and on. You know, your television stands, your nightstands, all those can pose dangers for children. They can topple over on them. I think something maybe we don't consider oftentimes is hot water, the water temperature. You know, we might just turn around real quickly to grab a towel and a toddler will turn the hot water on and scald themselves. So you can go on the website and there's just a whole checklist to go by.
And I think for some people, the crib thing in particular, it seems like those safety standards are constantly changing. So it might be something to sit down and talk with a professional about too, to find out what the latest things are regarding that.
That's exactly right. They have recalls, and through our Parents as Teachers program, that is listed out like the recalls on our Facebook page. So if there's some, you know, say a crib or a car seat or something that's been recalled, you can find that on our Facebook page.
Oh, and I guess one other item too, if anyone does have a gun in their home, make sure they have it in a safe or a lockbox of some sort so they can't be accessed.
That's absolutely right.
There's also another aspect to this that parents might not necessarily think about right away, but it's kind of the environmental aspect of it. Some of the ways that lead or asbestos can get into the home. Can you tell us what parents should be on the outlook there to make sure that their home environment is as safe as can be for their children growing up?
Well, when I went to look up the information for when you came, Aaron, and it was something I really hadn't thought a whole lot about, but, you know, it stated that almost overnight our world is toxic around us, and, you know, we need to take precautions in our home and, you know, make sure that we're paying attention to, you know, all the toxins that are in our home. You know, secondhand smoke is one of the most detrimental things to everyone, and especially children and babies. And that is a lot of asthma triggers. You want to be aware of radon. You want to be aware of mold and mildew. If you have roach infestation, you know, they link that back to asthma. You want to make sure that your home is free of carbon monoxide. And the lead poisoning, you know, some of these older homes still have the lead paint. And that has a real effect on young children, the lead paint, if they are touching that and crumbles of it and putting it in their mouth. But I think one of the most interesting things, if you go to www.yourhealthyhome, there's an interactive healthy home. And you can click on, you know, the bathroom, the garage, and it'll describe to you some of the topics that you want to pay attention to.
And some of these things, be good, maybe talk with Corey here at Environmental Health, get a test kit maybe for the radon, or to talk about where you can get a carbon monoxide alarm. And these are simple steps that you can take just to continue ensuring your home safety.
Right. And there's all kinds of childproofing products that you can get. They can come out and test your home for lead, quarry, and environmental health. Smoke detectors, that's another thing people need to really pay attention to. You know, it'll be coming up here. Before we know it, the daylight savings time will be changing, and that's when you want to change your battery and your smoke alarm.
And I think just the overall thought process here is that it might seem a little overwhelming when you first think about it, but there are so many resources out there to help parents that it makes it easier than you would think.
That's true. And you can always call Marion County Public Health, and we have childhood specialists that know a lot of information about different things like cribs. And then we also have the Environmental Health Department with Corey that can help you out with, you know, lead, with carbon monoxide questions, bed bug questions, you know, all of these things.